This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering. Oh, yeah.
To episode 1216 of Hard Factor. It is Wednesday, May 24th, 2023. Thank you for cheating on the news with us today. Wes has freakouts, presidential assassination attempts, more Bud Light, and more Catholic priests in the coffee. So playing the hits.
That's right. We're going to go down the hits. Yeah, it's a good one. I think you'll enjoy.
Play Brown Eyed Girl.
Right. They are the hits. It's not every day you get all those together. So yeah. That's
right. That's right.
Play Freebird.
A stacked cup of Joe. Yeah. Mark has a quick update on a previous Which One's Worse, and also a man who thinks that he's cracked the code of immortality on deck.
That's right. This guy thinks he can take on Father Time. And spoiler alert on the update on Which One's Worse, it didn't get better.
It got worse.
Okay. Yeah, probably so got.
Did it already win?
Or confirmed. Yeah, I think it did win the Which One's Worse 3-1. But yeah, what was assumed was confirmed. We'll get to it. Yeah.
Mm. Nice. Can't wait. Before I tell you what I've got, live internet comments real quick. Dave Storm says, let's do this. So watch it at youtube.com/hardfactornews. You can watch it live also on Twitch. We tape at 8 p.m. Eastern, Sunday through Thursday. If you want to watch us tape live. Also, Robert White says, the three wise men. That's right. It's Mark, West, and Will tonight. Pat is at the beach. So
And he can't get Kate pregnant because she's already pregnant. Otherwise, he'd be getting her pregnant at the beach.
Otherwise, yeah, you could set your watch to it.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to, I've got a small town election focus that I think you guys are really going to enjoy to bat us home today.
Oh, I love small town election stories.
Yeah, you're really, this takes the, the New Jersey pasta to like the next level.
Yeah, you can get sleazier in local, like with the ads and stuff. You can get so much sleazier than national. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It gets sleazy.
We really should create a local ad for somebody. I mean,
we've been talking about it for years.
I know. We need to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need to talk to our friend Casey again, right? He's the guy who knows how to get into that. So we gotta.
Yeah. Right, because you're allowed to like. You're not allowed to make stuff up completely, but you're allowed to like take people's things from the past and just fucking blast them for it, like in these really lean into it.
Oh, and this isn't even ads, this is real life shit, but yeah, we need to do the ads too.
Yeah. Nice.
No womb is safe
on at the beach.
Internet commenters popping off today. Thanks, Bill.
Update, I went to the I went and had my physical today. And, you know, I got all prepped up for Doc.
Did you take your shoes off before weighing yourself to give yourself a few pounds?
I took everything out. I took my hat off. I took my glasses out of
emptied the pockets.
Emptied everything.
30 seconds.
It was like I was going to a strip club.
It's just the pocket weight. Let me get it out real quick.
I wore like athletic shorts. I figured the Doc was going to touch my penis again, you know?
Yeah.
And I was expecting that. So
I wanted to give him easy
access. And I showered and I like sprayed myself with cologne. I was like a schoolgirl just sitting there prime for the taking on the examination, table. And then at the end, he's like, well, you know, I think that's about it. You know, you basically just have to lose a shit ton of weight and I'll put you on some diabetes medication. He's like, is there anything else? And I was waiting for him to, you know, be like, all right, you know, stand up, drop trial, let me check out your dick. And he never did it. I think I fatted out. I think I'm too fat for my doctor now. I think he just didn't even want to see what was doing. You know,
I think that's a half-assed job.
I think he was disgusted with me, to be frank.
Or are you just old enough that you probably don't have testicular cancer?
I don't know. How old do you
is that? How that
it's
works?
Usually 18 to 40 is like the vast majority of testicular cancer.
Oh, you've aged out.
I think you're just too old for testicles.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes me feel a little better.
It goes from testicles to butt when you get older.
Okay, I thought so he was grossed out by me.
No, it wasn't a slight to you.
No, I don't think so. Let me see. Testicular cancer is most common up to like 34. So I think maybe.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you aged out. Actually, it's weird that he was touching him after 34, Wes. So
that's why I got all ready for him.
Still get it up to 55.
He's like, I've touched those enough. Those are perfect.
Yeah, yeah. I know what that looks like. Oh, you again. No, I don't need to see that thing again. So yeah, but yeah, everything's okay except, you know.
Did you ask? Were you like, are you sure you don't need to see it?
No, but he left the door open for me. He did leave the door open for me. He was like, anything else? And right. I was like, if I asked for him to like look at my penis now, this is gonna be really weird.
Well,
and
you would have to have an excuse. You'd have to say like, hey, I got this thing.
Right. Yeah.
And if I didn't need
him to look at my penis, but you know, I felt
maybe he assumed you did the exact opposite and you smelled down there because if you're
right.
You
know, but I mean, I look like I smell down there.
Right,
that's for
but
sure.
He didn't know all the effort you put in. Yeah. It looks like you should get checked up until like 50, 55, and then only like 5% of cases after 55, but you're still kind of in the danger zone. He should have touched him.
Yeah.
He should have touched him.
Should have rolled him around in his hand.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So now I was really deflated when I walked out of that office.
Yeah.
Sorry. You can change doctors or what?
And did you get Ozempic or no?
But no.
You didn't even get Ozempic, did you?
No. He was like, insurance won't cover it. And it'll cost you like $1,400. I was like, yeah, fuck that. And he's like, new reports are coming out that everyone gains their weight back. So I was like, yeah, just give me some.
That's why you have to stay on it forever.
But when you're on it, it's sexy.
When you're on it, it's good. But he gave me like this, like the oldest, it's called metformin. Like it's like the diabetes medicine.
That's like over the counter, right?
Yeah, it's really cheap.
Good for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't think it's over the counter.
They gave you Flintstone vitamins.
I think it might be. Well,
slap on the ass.
You're supposed to take that and resveratrol, the thing that's in grapes. Those are supposed to be good for everybody.
He's like, why don't you go on a few walks and eat a salad and get the hell out of here?
Yeah, maybe I'll touch your dick next time.
Yeah. Lose 30 pounds and I'll touch your dick.
Yeah. Something to work for.
Yeah. Fun fact, every 20 pounds you lose, you gain an inch of hard cock.
Oh yeah.
That's so right.
I'm feeling that right now, let me tell you.
He's like, I am touching your dick when he has your finger up your ass.
Yeah. He's like, I don't even want to deal. I probably won't be able to get a good hold on that thing right now. anyway. You guys ready for the news?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
That's enough of that.
Cup of coffee in the big tank.
Yeah, enough about my no dick touch doctor's appointment.
You needed the update, though.
Yeah.
If you want to hear the original analysis of Wes's doctor, you got to be a patron. Patreon.com/hardfactor. It's fantastic.
He asked me what the podcast was. Hopefully he doesn't listen.
Ooh. That's always a risk.
Now.
He won't. Okay. No, if he does, I don't care. All right. Cup of coffee in the big time. First up, joke of the day. And the joke of the day is Ron DeSantis's demeanor in public. Holy shit. I had no idea what a fucking weird dude Ron DeSantis is.
He gets photographed. If you haven't been following it, people always catch him in photographs making ridiculous horse laughs. Like he laughs like this, like ha 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 ha.
Oh, you're gonna
he always gets photographed like that. Yeah, yeah, no, it's ridiculous.
I got one to show you, Mark.
You gotta
I got
see one the to show you. It's insane.
So the
he
first
laughs like a fucking like a woodchuck.
Like he's getting tickled.
No, yeah. like he's in like it's insane the way he laughs. I mean, I've seen some bad laughs in my day, and this one might take the cake. So he was in Iowa, and he was at a car show, just you know, schmoozing with the people of Iowa, you know, trying to get their vote before he announces his official blah blah blah. First off, he wipes he's got this thing where he wipes his nose aggressively all the time, and on this clip, he wipes his nose aggressively.
I'm a nose like itcher.
But he gets his whole hand up in there, and then he wipes his snot on this poor bastard's shirt, and yeah. I'll just gonna show you the clip. It's a combination of wipe snot wipe. Maniacal laugh and then being extremely awkward in a restaurant when he's like supposed to be like a man of the people. Here it is.
Wow.
Crazy. Yeah, that's bad. Yeah. Okay, don't back down.
There's the wipe and then there's
that was like a sweat.
There's the pat.
Not appropriate.
Look at the guy notices.
The guy
Oh no. Oh no. He's like Papa John's. He's like drunk Papa John.
Yeah. The laugh is crazy.
The new Watergate. Just close your mouth. But I have to put it to you.
How are you doing? Wow, look at this. You guys said hi. How are you guys? Good to see you. So what do you got? Go right over here. Okay. Good deal. Good deal.
Thank
wow.
You.
Crowded, huh?
Good.
He's in a restaurant.
It smells really good, I'll tell you that. So we'll do it. Okay.
Hey, Ron.
How you doing? Good. What's your name?
I'm Tim Hampson.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's great to be up in New Hampshire.
He is a weird dude.
I mean, this is pretty normal. Politicians walk around. That was really normal. The last one.
Wow, look at this.
His laugh, though.
The laugh was the only thing that was crazy.
Out of control. Yeah. He needs to get a handle on that because, dude, he's definitely going to not lose voters just over the laugh. The laugh is weird.
He's just a strange guy.
He's just aggressive. He's like, are we going over here? Right. We're going over here. And just, he makes eye contact and stuff. Everything like that is, you know.
All the comments are like he just learned how to be human yesterday. Like, right. That's kind of like
Politicians. I mean, spend any time around a politician like that.
Yeah.
And they're all pretty nuts, kind of, it seems like, you know, like in terms of the way they interact with people. But I mean, I see the
alien vibe.
I mean, Barack Obama wasn't weird like that. He was pretty personable. No, Bill Clinton was personable.
He was definitely those were the smoothest.
You know,
recently.
George G.W. was pretty personable. Yeah.
Well, he wasn't smooth, but personable for sure.
Yeah. I mean, like, you don't have to be a fucking weirdo like these guys. Jesus Christ.
No,
yeah.
Well, he's, but I mean, the thing about DeSantis, weird laugh is going against oldest two of all time and least like of all time. So, I mean, weird laugh is in a great spot.
We've got three crazy candidates in the front right now. Yeah, it's amazing.
It's crazy. Yeah, and it's also good for the people in the back. Like Haley and Scott have to be thinking like, wow, maybe we actually have a shot because the top of the field is a bunch of just morons.
Crazy people. Yeah, I listened to a Tim Scott interview this morning on my way back from the doctor's office. I like Tim Scott. I think I like the way he, you know, presented
Everybody
himself.
Does.
Yeah. I mean, he's,
I
like
him.
Could
it be a thing where people actually just like him and then he could get elected? Or is it a thing where everybody just likes him but won't vote for him?
That's it's the thing where everyone likes him and won't
it's
vote
the
for
latter.
Him.
Latter.
I think it's the latter, right?
Yeah.
It's like that sports team you everyone likes but always is, you know, they're not going to win the championship. They're just like, you hope.
He's like the Trailblazers.
You hope they get into the wild card spot.
Yeah. He's like the Portland Trailblazers. Yeah, like everybody loves
everyone
him.
Everyone roots for him.
But nobody's going to root him to the title, it seems like.
You want to like take bits and pieces of him and put him in the guy who's going to win, you know?
Oh, yeah. He'd be the best. A lot of people say he will be going for a Veep spot, and that's why
that's good.
That's when he did. Also, live commenter Bill says that's definitely cocaine. I was thinking uppers, too. I was thinking uppers, too, when I saw the video.
In Florida, where is he going to get his hands on that?
Yeah.
I didn't want to say it, but it was live commenter Bill that said it, and so... It's out there.
I mean, you can't not do cocaine in Florida. Trust me.
Yeah. So. It is. The dish of the day.
Yeah. It's the special. They get offended when you turn it down in Florida. What are you doing here, then?
Yeah. Anyway, all right, let's move on. First up in news, great news for Bud Light drinkers, those of you that haven't been swayed by, being seen drinking a gay beer or a woke beer, whatever bullshit you want to hide behind why you stopped drinking it. It was because there's a transgender guy. This Memorial Day, Bud Light has got
at first, some people started not drinking it because of that, and then everybody stopped drinking it because of the bullshit.
Yeah, now it's peer pressure.
Right.
Yeah.
Peer pressure is such a thing. Like you're talking about Bud Light. You can't get caught with it now just out of peer pressure.
Because nobody's drinking it on nobody at all.
So. It's almost like if you're in a room of 10 people and you're drinking Bud Light, you can expect a couple comments, maybe on either side of the aisle, like from people when you just want to have the Bud Light, not talk about it either way.
I look at people differently now when they're drinking Bud Light.
You don't want to have a discussion.
That's what I'm saying.
Why you selected a Bud Light?
Like you just want to drink
fucking weirdo.
You just want to drink 17 Bud Lights and you don't want to talk about.
Yeah.
So that's why no one's drinking Bud Light anymore because they're like, they know that they're going to have to.
I don't even
fucking
give a fuck and I
defend
care.
Defend themselves or.
You just don't want to have a conversation about why you chose to drink.
You want to defend your beer?
No, that's now it's like that's what's happened with Bud Light.
Can't have a good time defending your beer all the time.
No,
it's an automatic conversation starter if you have one. So
okay.
I mean, it's also fun too. Yeah. You'd make it fun.
I saw. I was so happy. I think I sent the video in the Discord, which by the way, patreon.com/hardfactor. You can get all this kind of extra bonus content we send back and forth between each other. You know, stuff you'll never see on the show. But I sent a video of this of the Mexican guy, and he was a Sunday, and he had his bike, you know, his mountain bike, you know, like many of them use for transportation. And he had a 18 pack of Budweiser, and he was just rolling down the street, Texas, didn't give a fuck. And yeah, I was like, that guy is the fucking man. Yeah, he was big smile on his face going back to the house to drink 18 Budweisers.
That's one of the most like joyous scenes is when you see somebody biking.
Yes,
with a case of beer.
It was like, put me in such a good mood
because you know they can't drive.
Yeah,
and they still are going to the store.
Yeah, yeah, and it's not. It might not even be a responsible choice. It might have been the state that told them they can't drive.
Oh, definitely not.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, some, you know, people that just get here, maybe they don't have a car or whatever, but you know, you know what I'm talking about. Those guys.
Oh, for sure. Not
bikes.
All the time. Yeah. But also you do see like a beach cruiser, like a 60-year-old white guy on a beach cruiser.
Yeah. Rednecks do it. I mean, all the time. Yeah.
I love,
it's like perched on it. It's like stuffed in between the handlebars, so the handlebars are placed in between the handle.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just, you know, so it's like dangling.
Perfect setup. Yeah. I love a just got off work convenience store beer purchase, witnessing it. It's just,
yeah,
it's glorious.
The
mood is good.
It still delights me too, and I'm like, you know, don't even drink anymore.
Yeah
it's awesome.
Anyway, this Memorial Day, if you are still drinking Bud Light, I guess Bud Light has to get rid of a bunch of their fucking beer. They're actually buying back a lot of their beer from wholesalers. But obviously, you know, before this happened, they were cranking it out like they were still number one. And then this thing blew up. So they've got all this inventory just sitting there.
Every store in America has a rack for Bud Light, and they're not selling. And they're expiring.
And their warehouses are full.
Yeah.
You guys go to stores and you've seen the Bud Light sections. Yeah. I don't think there's ever a single case or can taken from any of them at this point. I went into my 7-Eleven the other day and I saw that a Bud Light 12 pack had been taken. I was shocked because like you never see it. You just never see it these days.
I bought Bud Light for not the most recent trivia, but for one, I think it was like the one event for Hard Factor, maybe the Merchathon, but that doesn't timeline add up. After the Dylan Mulvaney thing, I bought Bud Light, and I was just like, I don't care. But I also don't buy beer that much anymore. I usually get like wine or liquor or even seltzers, unfortunately. But
delicious.
I don't really.
Yeah.
I would buy Bud Light if I was buying cheap beer, but I don't like cheap beer. I would get like nicer beer if anything.
Right. Right. Yeah. And also the funny part about Bud Light is it's $1 more expensive in a lot of places than the other light beers.
Wow. That's not going to work out.
Well,
they're just totally boned.
So this is what this is all about. So obviously they have got a lot of stockpile. They've got warehouses full of this shit they can't move. So for Memorial Day, they're basically giving you free beer if you're willing to drink Bud Light and be seen out in the picnic with a Bud Light in your hand.
That
which is risky.
Is awesome.
Yeah, which is risky. So what it is
you're willing to get a broken jaw potentially.
Yeah, free beer with a broken jaw. Yeah. So here it is on their website. It's make your Memorial Day weekend easier to enjoy, and you get $15 rebate if you buy a 15 pack or more, and that's from now through May 31st. If you buy any, I guess it's Bud Light, Budweiser, Budweiser Select, or Budweiser Select 55, anything 15 pack or more, you get a $15 rebate. And you know, that's if 15 pack is, you know, they New York Post said it's $12.99 on Target's website.
Basically free in some
states. Basically free. So you can get one submission made between May 17th and May 23rd and another between May 24th and May 31st. You can do it twice. You just got to go to the Bud Light website.
It's a free case of beer.
Yeah, it's a prepaid card they give you, I guess. So it's like, I guess it's like a Visa card, but it's still, you can spend the money. I mean,
you have to show up in heels to buy it.
Dude, I'll take those stale ass Bud Lights for free. Hey, I don't care.
Interrupt the show for a live internet comment. Yeah. John Grenier says, the Herndon gas station always has a case or two missing a Bud Light.
That's good. It's good to see that Herndon just doesn't care. They're still drinking.
Shout out Herndon. It's our hometown.
That's right. Okay, moving on from Bud Light. Got a good meltdown for you guys today. I thought I had a picture of her. Her name is Shelly Ann Rodriguez. You'll see her in the video in a second. She's an artist and educator whose website says she's an artist and an educator, writer, and community organizer based in the Bronx. Her practice utilizes text, drawing, painting, collage, and sculpture, depict spaces and subjects engaged in strategies of survival against erasure and subjugation. And so here is, okay. Yeah, here's her website.
It sounds intense.
It is intense. She's, okay. You know, fuck, I thought it.
That was a lot of descriptive words of like how yeah. much, how like a righteous person.
Yes, very righteous person. Organization. She's also suing the NYPD for an altercation she had during the George Floyd protests. So she's, you know, she's an activist, right? And she's also an adjunct professor at Hunter College. Here's her website. Here's kind of an idea of what kind of work she does. I mean, it's better than what I could do, but I wouldn't, you know. I mean, I guess she's an artist.
Yeah, but do you get any art? I don't.
I get art.
For the most part, I don't really get art.
I get art. I mean, if it looks cool, I like it.
Like 99% of it's like, oh yes, I have to agree with you because you're the experts, and everyone's saying it's good. Yes.
A lot of it, like a yeah. fucking like circle or something. Yeah, right. that's just
like
stupid.
Like actual realistic paintings or landscapes. Yeah. You have to have some like talent, but all of Renoir. The new age shit. I'm like, yeah. this is just it's the emperor right. with no clothes on. Everyone's saying it's cool.
Right. Well, I mean, I like Jackson Pollock and like abstract art and shit like that because it looks cool. Do you anyway, know
what her stuff sells for. That would be interesting.
Huh? Anyway, like, so she's an adjunct professor at Hunter College in New York City. And if you don't know what adjunct means, it means she's part time. She's not really, she's just contracted short term. I had no idea what adjunct, I've heard it forever. Anyway, she's making national news after she lost her mind on some pro-life advocates who set up a booth with pamphlets too close to her, basically at the college. They were too close to her. And here's the exchange between her and these people.
What are you gonna do, like anti-trans next? Is that what you're gonna do next?
I mean, no, we're talking about abortion.
This is bullshit. This is violent. You're triggering my students.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
You're not, because you can't even have a fucking baby. So you don't even know what that is. You don't even know what this is. Get this shit the fuck out of here, yo.
She tossed their podium tossed things.
She tossed the white guy's clipboard. This like scrawny white boy was just petrified, right. And then the pamphlets.
So she said that his existence was violence towards her, and then fucked up his table.
She was speaking for her students. She's saying, "You're triggering my students. You shouldn't be here." But really, she was the one being triggered. Right. So obviously. Now she was internet famous, right? And then so some New York Post reporters showed up at her door to accost her and ask her about the incident, maybe get a statement, and then this happens.
Oh yes, another reaction.
Let's get out of here. You can't do that.
Did you see it?
Hang slam on. The door on him.
She's holding a machete to his neck.
Pulled out a machete. Yeah.
The old machete to the neck.
She's aggressive, you could
then
say.
Then they follow, she follows them outside, as you can see from this dash cam video, and she begins chasing. She's still got the machete. She's in a hoodie. She begins chasing them around. The photographer's still taking pictures of her, which obviously pisses her off, and she's chasing them around. There she goes.
She's chasing that dude.
She's chasing the photographer down the street.
There's a skinny photographer getting chased.
That machete chick.
Man. Oh, man.
And then, okay, so yeah.
She's going after him because the bald guy didn't back down. And she's like, this guy's a pussy. So she's going after the photographer now.
Yeah, well, she doesn't want the pictures being taken. Anyway, you get the idea. But kudos to the photographer, Robert Miller, who got this photo as he was being chased.
He was running and snapping?
Yeah, he's running and snapping photos of
her. Oh, that's the one photo she had in one taken. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Gripping the machete coming right.
Is that a crowbar? That looks like a crowbar.
That might be a crowbar this time.
That's a crowbar. But machete was at the office to the
a
other
weapon
guy.
Of some sort.
Yeah, this is like here's crowbar. The machete picture yeah. where she's
oh no, that's a crowbar
to
too. She it's the same a crowbar.
It says times. Machete in the all the
well,
news
it might be mislabeled by the New York Post for overreacting.
I think they're
that looks like a machete. That's so definitely not a crowbar.
Blade. Show me the blade.
All right,
I don't know. It's hard.
Tomato, tomato. Anyway, so Hunter College obviously fired her. She said she was going to chop up the guy. And
that's bad. That's bad tape. Yeah, it's gotta go.
Bad tape.
If your employee is doing that at work, you know, that's a pretty big liability. Yeah. You'd say for the college.
Yeah, pretty
machete
awesome.
Or tire iron to the neck and then chase it. Either way,
Yeah.
That's threatening. So awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it when somebody screams that they're being attacked and then attacks somebody. That's one of my favorite
machete.
Moments.
It is a machete, see?
It is a machete, yeah. She had two weapons, machete and a crowbar.
Thank you,
Eric. She switched to the tire iron.
Yeah.
People love to do that move, and it's one of my favorite things to see.
How many weapons does she have?
Yeah,
a lot.
She lives in the Bronx. She's got a few. Thank you, Eric. And that brings us to...
The cream of the crop!
Cream of the crop today is a terrible assassination attempt on President Joe Biden. A man.
Does it even qualify?
He's being charged with it.
I don't think so, no.
He's being charged with it. So, a man, a man named Sai Varseith Kandula, he's 19, of Chesterfield, Missouri. Seen here. Oh shit, that's the Frog of War clip. Don't want to do that. Looks like the picture. He's from Chesterfield, Missouri, and he's in deep shit for crashing a U-Haul into a barrier near the White House and is now facing some serious charges, including assault with a dangerous weapon, reckless operation of a motor vehicle, threatening to kill or harm the president, and destruction of federal property because the barrier was in Lafayette Park, which is, I guess, you know, part of the presidential park and near the White House. So also in the car with this maniac was a Nazi flag.
Was there a bomb in the car?
Nope.
How are you going to assassinate the president?
He had no idea, Mark.
Have you not seen the video?
No.
Yeah, I got the video for you. Here
he was going to drive the U-Haul straight into the Oval Office, buddy.
Straight through the Oval Office and straight run
in,
over?
Clean in there.
Before I show you the video, according to the Daily Beast.
That would have been something.
This article by Kelly Wheel, a statement by a Secret Service officer with the arrest warrant states that Kandula told law enforcement about his admiration of Adolf Hitler, as I just showed you the Nazi flag. He told agents that he'd planned an attack on the White House for 6 months.
This is what he came up with in six months.
6 months of
get my favorite flag. I'll put it in the U-Haul.
Grand idea.
And I'm going to drive straight into the Oval Office.
Yeah, 6 months. I think he was just trying to pick out which flag to bring. And then, so here's the video of of his 6 month plan.
One mile an hour.
Here he goes. Oh!
That's
Wait a minute.
He tried to go through the gate with no starts.
Wait a minute. So he got absolutely 0 inches into the gate.
Yeah,
zero.
No, he got stopped by the
that
gate.
That can't be assassination of the president. I'm sorry.
You know, the gate has been tested.
He's a nut job, and maybe had he gotten close enough to the president, he might have tried something, but that cannot be called attempted assassination of the president. I'm sorry.
Those charges.
There's no chance.
And then that video is so funny.
Yeah. That's he didn't even come. He had no guns on him. No.
People were laughing. People were probably cracking up in the streets.
No, he had no explosive, no guns. The only thing really that is making news that they found in the U-Haul was that Nazi flag because he admires Hitler. He told
he got nowhere, dude.
He got nowhere.
The U-Haul truck tried to run it into a fence that's definitely tested U-Haul truck grade.
Throwing a pointy paper airplane over the gate would have been more dangerous.
He bought a one-way ticket from Missouri to D.C. He went straight to the
U-Haul.
That's
a suicide mission.
He went straight to the U-Haul rental ship, and then from there, he went straight to the White House.
Stupidest terrorist of all time.
How come he already had no momentum? Like, did he get cold feet there at the end?
No, you have to turn in between those light posts to get
so
to the
So it's a
fence.
Really narrow turn.
So he had to make
back
turn.
He did it once before,
gun it.
And then he backed up, and then he did it. So that guy started filming after the first one, I think. So he was like, damn, that guy's doing some crazy shit. I better film this. And then he got the second attempt, I believe. So, but I mean
he's the dumbest person of all time. No, a lot of people insane. Are saying like it could he possibly be this dumb, or is it like a stage thing, or is he just like,
no, he's insane. Will, he's listen yeah. to more
being insane.
He's
no,
insane.
No one...
he so because yeah.
if you were going to stage something, wouldn't you stage something more impressive? This is so weak.
Yes. Will, this is Will, this is a one man act.
This is the work of a madman. So he said that he wanted to seize power, and when asked how he would seize power, He answered, this is all to the police and Secret Service. He would kill the president if that's what I have to do and hurt anyone that would stand in my way. He also told Secret Service that he hoped to promote his plans for ruling the U.S., which he had written in a notebook. And I bet that's some notebook. And he said that the flag produced at the scene was a swastika and he purchased it online because, quote, Nazis have a great history and he admired Nazis due to their authoritarian nature, eugenics, and their one world order. And
that's said he looked suspect. Up to Hitler. He buys the thing right before the thing. Wouldn't he own it if he looked up to it? It's weird.
He bought the flag. I don't know when prior, but he definitely
wanted a big flag. He might have had some other memorabilia, but he wanted one that fit in a big U-Haul.
I mean, it sounds like he got this one for this truck, right?
For this truck, yeah.
This truck,
because he wanted to see only find the that.
Yeah.
How could you try to even get in this guy's mind? Like, what is he doing?
He thought he was going to take over the White House and rule the United States.
Yeah, it's a pretty poor plan. I mean, you're going to need more than plans in a U-Haul. U-Haul and a Nazi flag to get that. Did his notebook have anything about his backup plan?
They haven't divulged what's in the notebook yet. I'd love
to read the whole plan.
I'm sure it's ramblings. You know, step one was flying to Washington D.C. renting a U-Haul, and then after that, I don't think he had much of a plan.
If they can publish that and sell it on Amazon, I would absolutely buy his bestseller. Ramblings. Yeah. I'd spend upwards of $30 on that. Yeah. Oh.
You wouldn't be able to understand half.
Everybody, keep your eyes out. Listeners, let us know if you find it.
I was going to touch on the Catholic Church again. Shocker. More than 450 clergy in Illinois sexually abused nearly 2,000 women since 19 or children since 1950. Children since 1950.
Women's children.
So just another it's just another investigation that uncovers the hells of what goes on in the Catholic Church. And if they do it state by state, the exact same thing will be produced. Same
Illinois
as it was in Spain.
Illinois just decided to do it this time.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So any state that does this is going to see it. So, but what sucks is the statute of limitations, a lot of these guys aren't going to face any jail time. Maybe they should change the statute of limitation on, pedophilia and child abuse. Might be a good idea.
Yeah. These reports seem to come out 30 years too late.
Yeah, they do.
Everything always seems to come up Catholic Church, you know?
Yeah.
Yep.
The Catholic Church is like, and Illinois, go.
Well, Canada last year, and that didn't even make a dent.
No, it didn't.
Yep.
That was insanely tragic.
Yeah.
That was like...
A lot of indigenous kids just killed, yeah.
That was like the Kenya cult level tragic.
Yeah, which is now at like 200 bodies, the Kenya.
Yeah, no. Kind of like the indigenous folks in Canada.
That was more like 2,000 to 20,000 bodies, but yeah.
Any other organization does half of what the Catholic Church has done. It's banned everywhere, but it's not. Anyway, that's the cup of coffee, which was brought to you by Foom. Am I saying that right? Foom?
Fume.
Not even close.
Foomlot. Okay. Foomlot over to you.
Fume. Cold turkey may be great on sandwiches, but there's a better way to break your bad habits. You don't have to be... go to an Aaron Rodgers darkness retreat. We're talking about our sponsor, Fume, and they look at the problem in a different way. Not everything in a bad habit is wrong. So instead of a drastic, uncomfortable change, why not just remove the bad from your habit? And Fume is an innovative award-nominated device that does just that. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Will's using his right now. Instead of harmful delicious chemicals, Fume uses all natural, delicious flavors. How does that taste, Will?
Fantastic.
Delicious?
Minty, fresh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like a fidget spinner. You can breathe fresh, delicious, minty, peppery, or fruity air through right at your desk.
Then you can give someone a smooch with that fresh mint
there
breath.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right. Good.
Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy and makes replacing your bad habit easy. Your Fume comes with adjustable airflow dial and is designed with movable parts and magnets for fidgeting, giving your fingers a lot to do, which is helpful for de-stressing and anxiety while breaking your habit. You can spin the bottom like Will's doing right now. You can hear it. Put new flavors in a snap. Pretty nifty device for keeping your hands and mouth busy. So stopping is something we all put off because it's hard. But switching to Fume is easy, enjoyable, and even fun. Fume has served over 100,000 customers and has thousands of success stories. And there's no reason that can't be you. Join Fume in accelerating humanity's breakup from destructive habits by picking up the Journey Pack today. Head to tryfume.com, that's tryfume.com, and use code HARDFACTOR to save 10% off when you get the Journey Pack today. tryfume.com. Use code HARDFACTOR to save an additional 10% off your order today.
That's right. Some oral bad habits make your breath smell bad, unlike Fume. I, of course, I'm talking about drinking Bud Lights. today's show is also brought to you, or is brought to you, I should say, by BetterHelp. With recent developments in my life, I've come to the conclusion that I don't spend enough time on myself in a given week. How about you guys? You've been getting a bunch of spa days in lately?
No.
Nope. No. No, huh?
I'm very thankful for BetterHelp because that's the only self-help I do.
There you go. Well, we've got to take care of ourselves, fellas and ladies out there listening. It's so easy to get caught up in what everyone else needs from you and never, you never take a moment to think about what you need from yourself. But when we spend all of our time giving, it can leave us feeling stretched thin and burned out. So therapy can give you the tools to find more balance in your life so you can keep supporting others without leaving yourself behind. And therapy isn't just beneficial for people that have experienced major trauma. It is, of course, but it's beneficial for everyone as it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/HardFactor today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HardFactor. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Fantastic service.
Yes, it is. So quick update to a story from a recent Which One's Worse. Do you remember, let me find this guy's picture. I think I have him in here, maybe not. Yes. Do you remember LaShawn Thompson, the 35-year-old Georgia man who was found dead in a disgusting jail cell in Atlanta that was riddled with bed bugs and God knows what else?
Bed bug death.
He was eaten alive and infested with bed bugs after a 1 or 2 night maximum stay in a psych cell after being picked up for misdemeanor. He kind of like threw a fit and they're like, oh, this guy's insane. And they threw him in the psych ward, even though it was like a very minor thing they picked him up for. And then they left him there to die. Well, that story was bad, as we know. And Colin Kaepernick, ever heard of him? Also caught wind of the story, and he ended up paying for an independent autopsy as the Fulton County Medical Examiner, that's the jail, medical examiner, listed the cause of death as undetermined or red flag.
bed bugs.
Yeah. Definitely not bed bugs.
Undetermined, yeah.
Death by bed bugs.
The biggest red flag possible. He didn't want to not put blame on where it was, but he just didn't want to get fired or whatever.
Right.
So obviously that was not a good sign. And lo and behold, the independent coroner determined the cause of death was from dehydration, malnutrition, severe body insect infestation, and untreated decompensated schizophrenia. I don't even know what that last part means, but they said it wasn't a heart attack or anything he did to himself to harm himself and ruled it a homicide.
Damn. Well, crazy. I mean, putting the blame squarely
on the Fulton County prison guards.
It was a fucking homicide. They let that guy in there to fucking be eaten like an animal.
I mean, it was before that too, right? Like it's
they were trying to say undetermined. He could have hurt himself, maybe freaked out, panic attack.
They were getting out of a lawsuit before.
Yeah, yeah. They were trying to leave it open to the fact that it could have been something he did to himself to freak himself out and die.
So this autopsy. He's pursuing charges against the Fulton County.
Now the family can pursue charges like with this information and stuff like that. I mean, they could have probably before, but this is a bullet
next
to the chest.
Home run. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So no surprise there, but just an update. Now on to something a little more fun. Oh, you got something for it, Will?
No, I was just saying, like, you can't be killed by bed bugs, so obviously the dude was abused.
Yeah. Well, no, you can be killed by bed bugs if they eat your heart. Like that guy was
Right. You would have to be in a situation where that could be allowed to happen to you, though.
Right. Yes, it was bad. Now on to something a little more fun. How about immortality and reversing the aging process? Fuck you, Father Time, right?
Yeah.
Undefeated until now, right?
Wes is already doing it with the metformin a little bit. But.
That's true. Wes is about to get his dick sucked by the doctor. He's going to be so young.
Incredible.
Yeah. Meet 45-year-old tech billionaire and Father Time's worst enemy, Tom Hiddleston. Nah, I'm just kidding. That's 45-year-old tech billionaire Brian Johnson, but he does look like Loki, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah. I mean, here, you tell me which one's which, Tom Hiddleston or Brian Johnson? You can't.
Brian Johnson's more ripped.
Well, you'll hear why in a second. Brian Johnson is more ripped. Johnson, who has a net worth of over $500 million, not quite a billionaire, is now fully invested in his current endeavor, Project Blueprint. And because he has enough money for several lifetimes, he wants to spend it and enjoy it for several lifetimes, which is why Project Blueprint is all about reversing aging and living forever. Yeah, so Johnson's spending... what he's saying is north of $2 million a year in procedures and medical expenses to reverse the aging process and get his body to be the body of an 18-year-old permanently. He wants to stay at the fitness level and like, you know, heart rate and everything of an 18-year-old for the rest of his life, which will be 300 years, he thinks. He takes over 20 supplements a day, takes several angled pictures of his shits. He has over 33,000 turd pics. He measures his erections per day and how full they are. He eats exactly 1,977 calories a day. Yeah, he's meticulous to say the least as he wakes up at 5 a.m. every day to cuck father time and only eats a strict vegan diet and works out and does all that stuff.
Yeah. That doesn't sound fun at all.
Well, no. If you do that for 300 years, that would suck.
Yeah.
This is just like that guy that I just filmed all these millionaires.
Oh yeah. The guy with all the gear.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I'm allowed to say who he is, but he's got a podcast, so it'll be out eventually. But he had like
Was he Brian Johnson?
No, he wasn't Brian Johnson, but very similar story, and he was talking about like getting injections of like
plasma, huh?
Yeah, like all kinds of shit, weird stuff. What's gene therapy?
Steroids?
Not steroids, but like expensive stuff. And
HGH.
He had like, yeah, God damn it.
Platelets and red blood cells.
It was crazy.
Well, I mean, you can get all kinds of stuff, but I mean,
but he had all these like pretty, he had like biometric chambers good, in his house. He had like all these weird like devices, and he had like this chest of drawers that was just little drawers. And it was just supplements, like hundreds of them that he would take every day.
He's in the same exact group of people.
Yes.
That are trying to live forever. They're trying to reverse aging. They think
ultra
they can do
rich
it.
Vampires.
They think they can do it. Exactly.
Want to be vampires.
Brian Johnson's not only getting help from several around the clock doctors on his payroll, but he's even taking matters into his own hands, inventing things to make his body younger, like this device for his abs.
I've been spending millions of dollars developing an anti-aging protocol. Today, I'm going to show you the machine I use that allows me to do the equivalent of 20,000 sit-ups in 30 minutes time. I've set the machine 20,000? To 100% and 15, so it's the max level. This is definitely not something you want to start with. What it feels like is it's pulling your entire stomach out. It's like ripping it out. Just wrap it on. I thought I would be terribly sore after doing this, but actually I'm not. Surprisingly, it's not. But I will say that my midsection has never been stronger in my entire life, and it has substantially changed how I feel athletically.
This asshole. 20,000 sit-ups in 30 minutes. You don't even need to do anything. I'm starting to smell scam.
Yeah, they had these in the 20s too. Remember those like machines? They would like, rub your ass. And then,
well, you can even get them just to sit at your desk with. They got those little, they'll shock you all day.
It looks like he put a smoke detector in an elastic band.
Yeah.
And he's got like a computer making machine noises in the background.
Does he sell
this
those
is
machines?
Bullshit. He's about to, Will. He's clearly about to. Look at that. I think he's blowing some smoke up our ass, is what he's doing with the smoke machine. I'd like to see the receipts on how much he's spent in this infomercial pyramid scheme he's about to pull on us. Does 20,000 sit ups in 30 minutes for just 4 easy payments of $24.99.
Yeah. What a claim.
20, you don't have to do anything.
Yeah. How can you quantify 20,000 sit-ups?
You can't. That's just a number that sells to idiots that don't want to work out.
He's laying perfectly still. He's not moving at all. Not going to sweat at all. So how is it possibly the same as 20,000 sit-ups?
He's got at the max setting, and he's claiming it feels like it's ripping out his stomach, but he didn't even make a noise. At least wince, you idiot.
It actually felt great.
Yeah.
It was going to be tough, but I'm so tough that it actually felt great. Look at my abs.
He seems like a con artist to me. Anyways, he's also dragging his dad and son into the schemes. That's 70-year-old father Richard, 17-year-old son Talmadge, and 45-year-old Brian.
What he does is they swap blood plasma in a several hour long procedure, like every week or month. He drags him to a doctor out there in Dallas, and his son gets a liter of blood removed and converted via machine into a batch of liquid plasma, then a batch of red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets. Then Brian undergoes the same procedure and then has an additional procedure where his son's plasma is injected directly into his veins, since he's much younger. Richard then goes last and receives Brian's plasma in the veins after making room for the fluids by having his own blood drained. So they're insane.
The father and son are helping him with this. Well, I guess it's because he's got all the money.
Yeah, he does. He pays for everything. Yeah. So you have to go do the plasma thing with dad and son.
Interesting.
Yeah. He's a nut job, isn't he? He made his fortune founding Braintree Payment Solutions, which he sold for $800 million, and is now trying to defeat the Grim Reaper with his aging reversal project that I mentioned earlier. And he's also currently the CEO of Colonel Holding SA, which is the largest producer of sunflower oil to the Ukraine. I'm sure all the money is accounted for at that company.
That is a weird combination of businesses.
That's just a money laundering company.
His face, he needs to do some work on his face, because if you look at the look at his, his body is
the largest producer of sunflower oil specifically to the Ukraine.
Sounds fake.
From the US? What are we talking about here? Don't buy this guy's 20,000 sit-up thing. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
He's like a real-life Loki.
He's an American psycho.
Yeah.
What if Loki made it here from the multiverse, Wes?
Yeah.
That would upset you.
Loki's way better looking than this guy. His face is so weird.
Loki could use his body, but yeah, Tom Hiddleston's got a much better face. Yeah.
No. Yeah. Oh, you mean Loki's face.
Yeah.
He needs to do some face-ups.
He's dollar store Loki. Face-ups.
Yeah, how come he doesn't invest just a little bit in plastic surgery?
Now that you got the body down.
Yeah. Some face-ups. If I had all that cash, I think I'd go the easy route, right?
Yeah. There you go. So I think he just works out a lot, and I don't think that machine works. I think he does.
Yeah.
I think he does a lot of sit-ups and gets up at 5 a.m., goes on jogs, and eats vegan food. And I don't think he's doing 20,000 sit-ups with that smoke detector machine.
He's doing something. We got to keep our eyes on
him. He's in great shape, but he's just in great shape.
He's about to
make millions off of selling a bullshit machine.
He looks every day of 45 in the face. Let's be honest.
His face doesn't look that young. Wes is right. I mean, it's what throws a hole in his entire thing. Yeah. Also, I don't know if you guys saw when he showed off his abs after the machine. You can't help, even if you're super fit. Your skin gets a little loose when you're older, right?
But look at this picture.
You can't help that.
This is the picture he wants you to see of his abs. Look how not loose that is.
Right, but that's the one where he's been letting him stretch out for a little bit. Right after he took the machine off, you could see his stomach skin hanging off his abs a little bit. It's because he's older.
He's in such good shape. He doesn't have a belly button. It's closed.
Yeah.
What's Eric showing us here?
Tech mogul Brian Johnson, who spends $2 million a year for 18-year-old body, cheated and dumped fiance after she got breast cancer.
Holy shit. This guy's a real piece of work.
That's from this year. That's from a couple months ago.
Don't trust this guy. I don't even know how rich he is. Like, honestly, I smell George Santos style all over this guy.
Maybe so, but his dad and son are in on it. It's interesting.
Well, they just are doing whatever he tells them to give them money.
Yeah.
Right. That's a good
point. I'm sure he's wealthy, but I think he's the guy from The Simpsons. What are we selling? Monorail. When do we want it? Now.
Yeah.
Don't buy this guy's monorail.
No. Seems dangerous.
Yeah.
It's an electric shocker.
Yeah.
He's putting on you, and he just dumped his wife with breast cancer.
This doesn't do 20,000 sit-ups in 30 minutes. I promise you. I promise you it doesn't do it.
Doesn't seem likely.
No.
Doesn't seem likely. All right, guys. Any more on that, on Brian Johnson, or are we ready to move on to small town politics?
Small town.
Let's do it. Let's do it. And thanks to listener Mike for sending this gem in from the Ozarks. So you know it's going to get dirty down there in Missouri. And as we warm up for the larger election season, the primaries, presidential primaries, Senate, Congress, all this stuff, it's good to take a look at the smaller races to see what the trends are, around the country as we heat up, for the 2023, the end of this year and 2024. Yeah. And I've got a recent mayoral race for the ages that you guys definitely need to know about. But it all starts back, and it just happened recently, the race did, and I'll tell you who won. But It all starts back in December 2022 at the Pit Stop Liquor Store in Houston, Missouri, that's partially owned by Mayor Willie Walker of Houston, Missouri. And his notoriety went way up after this video of a drunken incident at his liquor store that he's a partial owner of caught media attention. And the video starts, guys. It's a very long video. It's like 20, 30 minutes long. And I've condensed it here. It's a body cam footage. And it starts with the officer, Officer Jordan, I believe, walking into the Pit Stop liquor store and gas station because he was called by somebody inside the store that there was a belligerent drunk man in there. And let's just let the body cam footage tell you the rest. He's getting out of his car.
Oh, it's daylight.
He's headed over to the gas station.
Twirly to be drunk, belligerently drunk, yeah.
Drunk guy's car is parked there, right in front of the door.
6:30 p.m. Or 4:30, yeah, you're right. 4:30, yeah.
It's right down here.
Hold on. You're not going anywhere. They're right there. You got a camera that shows him driving up.
Is that Garrett from Iowa?
I don't know how to work.
Okay, but do you have one? Okay. I need to talk to you real quick. Come
here. Okay. Drunk guy. He's got the bathroom key. Attached to a ruler. Here,
let me see that ruler.
I gotta go bathroom.
Yeah, but I gotta poop. Okay. Hold on.
No way he said that.
So, here's the situation. I got a call stated that they believe that you'd be intoxicated. Okay. Have you had anything to drink today?
No.
No. Nope. Yeah, nothing to drink.
Not believable.
No.
Nope. Nope. Because you kind of seem like your eyes are a little watery, kind of glassy, a little bit of bloodshot. Is that your car out front?
Yep.
It is?
Yep.
Would you mind taking a breathalyzer test for me?
No.
You won't?
No.
You won't?
I'm been driving.
You haven't been driving, so we pull that camera up there. It's not going to show you driving that motor vehicle.
No.
It's not?
No.
Okay. So here's what we need to do, bud. I'm trying to work with you here. Help me out. So, you've been drinking?
No.
Okay, so they stated they seen you drive up here. You're intoxicated. I'm not going to allow you to.
Who said I drove it?
Sir, I'm not going to tell you who. I'm just telling you what I've observed.
Okay.
Okay. Will you be willing to take some tests for me to allow you to operate your motor vehicle? I'm going to detain you right now. You're not under arrest, but I'm going to detain you until I can find out if you've operated that motor vehicle up here.
Investigate.
I didn't take nothing, man.
Squad car.
You drove your car up here drunk, and I'm going to go back and review those cameras.
I didn't drive up
here. Sir, you are obviously intoxicated.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are. Take a step back.
Not as bad as I can get.
Okay, but you still are. Correct? But I have a seat right there for me. Again, you're not under arrest right now. You're being detained by investigation.
What?
For driving while underneath the influence of alcohol.
I'm not driving.
Sir, I'm going to ask you to step in that vehicle, or I'm going to arrest you for not doing it. I'm going to give you a lawful order. Sir, your pants are fine. Step in the vehicle.
It's a foul. Well,
get my pants pulled up.
I have anything?
God damn, pull my pants up.
Your britches are up. You're good. Now get in the vehicle.
This guy's the best.
Sir, set in the vehicle. Is there anybody you can call to get the camera?
So he's investigating.
He's the mayor or the candidate?
No, we haven't seen him yet.
Okay.
Because they're doing whatever. I called Jeremy a while ago. I could call Carla and see if Willie could come up.
That'd be great.
This is the mayor's gas station.
She's ripping a heater outside by the gas.
Oh, yeah, right by the pump.
And works there.
Wait till first thing in the morning. He says, I'm going to wait.
I need it tonight. No, I need it tonight.
So he needs the video.
I can't arrest you on a suspicion without
of the drunk guy driving.
Oh, he scared the shit out of me. I'm so glad he came in.
Did you see him when he came in?
Absolutely. He's awful.
Yeah.
Can't they force a blood test in the station?
Okay. Well, he was last night.
Well, Mark, they would, but. Here's another officer and the mayor, Willie Walker.
Here comes the mayor.
He's drunk as hell. Could you watch him on my passenger side? Make sure I'm trying to kick out my window or something? Thanks.
I just arrested. Yesterday too.
Was it? That's what he was saying, but I need to review the camera. She stated he did come in, so as long as I can see it, I'm gonna take him.
Was he on roller for minutes?
Guys, yeah, he's from drunk. I need to see the camera.
There's the mayor, Willie Walker on the left.
Our cameras are for you guys.
No. Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
The mayor doesn't cooperate with the police.
So, these are private clips. Right, so.
I want it in writing that you even requested that.
Okay, I can give it to you, William, in writing. That's fine. I mean.
You're fucking done, dude.
You're fucking done, dude.
I'll fucking handle your ass.
Okay, dude.
No, okay, dude, nothing. I'll handle your fucking ass. Seriously.
Yeah.
No. We don't do that.
Okay, so.
What are you doing here in this parking lot?
Lady called me and said that you got a drunk guy here getting ready to leave. So to keep a guy from getting on the road.
Pretty simple.
Came down here, found him, he's drunk.
Yep.
So keep him from getting in
your
the vehicle.
Your employee was terrified of a drunk guy.
I'm asking to see if I can see the cameras to prove that he drove up here.
No. Mm-mm.
No.
I was never there for a these are private cameras, okay? I'm not with people getting watched all the time or any of that stuff.
And you sit across the road over here for a day for an hour and 15 minutes watching my place.
As a business
I'm not watching, I'm running traffic. He's even asked me to do said thing.
To watch traffic. As a business owner, nobody's going to come and buy anything from the liquor store if the cops set the bus there.
Good point.
It's not good for business.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
One good point.
All right.
You're a liar. You said she called the cops, and she did not call the cops.
Oh, no.
Okay,
so you're a fucking liar.
Sir, I'm going to tell you to
get
calm down.
Get the fuck out of here.
Sir,
Get out of here. Get the fuck out of here. I'm sick of you.
Sir.
You lied about that.
You fucking lied.
I didn't lie about nothing.
She didn't fucking call you.
Oh, my God.
She called. You just said that.
She called or somebody called.
You need to leave
here. Get the fuck out of here. Don't ever pull back on this.
We got Wes and Phil.
I told you that with one business. I'll tell you with this one.
I'm telling you as a business owner, politely, you need to leave here.
Yeah.
We're going to go.
Bad cop with these two.
Damn.
This cop's getting bitched.
Yeah,
that was co-owner Jeremy Foster.
Anyway, you get his keys.
We got Wes and Phil.
Get the fuck out of here. Get your car and get the fuck out of here.
Hey, right now, I'm here lawfully for an investigation.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
If no one calls, get out of here.
All right, I'm going to call the chief.
Can't he arrest this guy for screaming at him?
He's the owner. He's kicking him off the property. So.
Huh?
Do you need the car?
No.
Okay. He said he's fine with it there, so.
Okay.
They're going to leave the drunk guy's car, and now they're dealing with the drunk guy.
Wow.
All right, bud. Hold up. Check it out.
What the fuck was that about? Holy shit.
This is amazing.
What was that about?
It's whatever. So here's the deal. Again, like I said, you're not being under arrest, okay? I'll detain you.
What's that about?
Will you listen to me for a second so I can get this done?
He's so drunk.
Wow.
Again.
That guy was a fucking
I know.
Dick.
We're going to take care of that later on down the road. That's okay. Now listen
dick.
To me.
He's a dick.
Hey, listen to me, bud.
What?
Here's the situation. I'm not placing you underneath arrest, okay? I didn't observe you driving a motor vehicle, okay?
Right.
The lady up there did say you were driving it, okay?
Right.
So here's what I'm going to do.
This guy's going to get away.
You can walk out of here. Okay?
Yes.
I'm not going to place you under arrest. You're not getting in that car, though. If you get in that car, you are going to go to jail. You understand?
The owner said he's fine with the vehicle being there, okay? So you ain't got to worry about getting towed.
Okay.
But, Jeff, you're going to get stopped and get charged with DWI if you get in the car, because obviously you've been drinking, all right? We can smell it. We can tell by talking to you. You've been drinking, all right?
All right. I'll come clean.
I like that guy. He's a nice guy.
You good?
He's a super
right, hop
nice
on up.
Guy. Well,
turn around for me.
I guess I'll have to walk up. I didn't let a guy talk to you like that.
So, we're not letting you guys get me addressed and taken care of.
I mean, son of a bitch. I whipped that motherfucker's ass.
Well,
I mean, I'd have tore him out of the frame. Hey.
He's not wrong.
Take me where he's at, and I'll take care of him.
I appreciate that, sir. So, again, I need you to...
I'll call them with me.
that was guy. Amazing.
That's Jeff right there. The drunk guy is Jeff. I did not want to look up his last name because I did not want to ruin this moment for Jeff and us.
Yeah.
Because...
We gotta
just remember Jeff like this.
Jeff at the end is like the most reasonable guy. He's like, what was that about? That guy's a dick. I wouldn't let him talk to me like that.
Jeff speaks for everybody. It's the best clip of all time. The drunk guys.
The voice of reason at the end. Yeah.
By far the most reasonable. And guys, you'll be happy to know that things have corrected their course since the incident. After the incident, Police Chief Brad Evans of Houston, Missouri, who is still the police chief today, commended Officer Jordan, who is also still a patrolman in Houston, Missouri. Nice. And Mayor Willie Walker went on to unsuccessfully try and impeach a city council member in January. And then he lost his mayoral reelection in April, on April 4th, by a whopping 42%
suck
in a three-person race.
You
so
and
that's
your dickhead
your
partner
kicked.
Can suck it.
Oh, yeah. And I'd like to be the first to congratulate new mayor of Houston, Missouri, local high school teacher, Vicky Naranchik.
Oh, and that I chaps that dude's ass so much he lost to a chick.
Chick high school teacher. I say the first to congratulate because it's pretty hard to even Google if she won, but it is official. I've looked at the town rolls and everything. The guy with the insane asshole friend who together owned the Pit Stop gas station and liquor store in Houston, Missouri, is thankfully no longer the mayor because that video proved he
if that's your buddy, you shouldn't be the mayor.
Yeah.
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 That was an incredible video.
Yeah.
Yeah. I, when the listener sent it in this morning, I was like, God, it's a long video, but I got to do it. This is one of the best videos I've ever fucking seen.
Oh, that drunk, it's amazing.
The drunk dude Jeff is the best.
Jeff and the dickhead guy. Get the
whole
fuck out of here.
Such a roller coaster of emotions the entire time.
You lied. Like he caught him in a lie. Like,
yeah, it was clearly somebody from the store, whether it was
he
an employee
was flagged
or a customer.
Out. Yeah, someone called him over there, and then she's like, they thank also- She's on camera being like, thank God you got here when you did. You're scaring me. Like,
right. Yeah. And also, like, they looked so fucked up. The owners when they came in.
They came in drunk, I'm sure. Yeah. Well, one guy had to have been drunk. The screaming guy had to have
get
been
the
drunk.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, but justice has been served. New mayor, Vicky Naranchik. Congratulations.
Great story, Will.
Right, thanks, guys. And great stories all around today. Let's pull up the wheel to see who does a cup of coffee tomorrow.
There we go. Ooh, back to Will.
Nice.
All right. I'll have your coffee for you tomorrow. Don't forget, leave Apple 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts if you want to hear him read back during the high five on Friday's show. Leave a voicemail at 512-270-1480 if you want to hear that back on Friday's show. Leave some funny comments on our social media where you should follow us at Hard Factor News everywhere because we put those up. Also answer the polls on Spotify. Answer the questions if you watch on Spotify. Thank you for listening, most of all. That's first and foremost. But do those things if you want to hear them in the high five. Dave Storms, live internet comment says stem cells.
Is that what you're thinking injected. Of, Wes?
That's what I was thinking of, yes. Okay. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave Storms. Most importantly, everybody, get out there and have yourself a great fucking day.
Yeah, no, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, now get out of here
that's
right now.
That's a little rough, Randy.
No. See you later.